welcome back to Bourbon Barrel Talk. I'm your host, Scott Minton. Today, we're back in the Brock Bourbon Bar, but we're Brockless. I don't know how that happened.
We have invaded without them.
That's right.
The Den of Thieves.
We just took over the Brock household, and it's the old school Den of Thieves.
Old school Den of Thieves.
There we go.
These fuckers.
Scott, what are we drinking tonight?
Your mom. I'm just kidding. We are drinking Old Louisville Whiskey Company. So, Amin was cool enough to let me come over. I did a kind of a tour and tasting, walked through some stuff. We talked about some odds and stuff, and I found a few barrels that I really, really just kind of really enjoyed. One I loved. I went ahead and just bought the bottle, bottled it right out of myself right out of the barrel. And then another one was one that he said, "Hey, dude, I think you really would like this one." I didn't get a chance to try it the day of, so I brought it home. And then the last one was something that I picked up specifically because I knew Barbara would love it. It's a 51-49 rye blend with 51% rye, 49% malted barley. So it's an unusual MGP mash bill. So
and the other two are rye as well.
Yeah, they're high rye. Yeah, they're nice. The 36% rye. So the first one we're going to be sipping on is an 8-year-old Colombian. It's actually almost 9 years old. It's like 8 years and like 9 or 10 months. So we'll dive in on these bad boys.
That's such a distinct nose.
It's got a lot of baking spice in there.
Yeah.
So I just don't think I can smell today. The nose for me was very subtle, but the palate's fantastic. I went ahead and dove in.
Yeah, no, the nose to me, man, it's got...
It's like...
Vanilla, caramel.
But it's citrus, too. Like, there's a crazy citrus note in there, like, that I just like... It, and I don't know if it's the Colombian oak that does that, you know, I'm not sure... But when I tried this barrel, I was just like, "Amin, dude, this is money." And he's like, "Yeah, if you want some, Scott, you take it." And I was like, "All right, I'll buy a bottle." So I took it home. So
you want some, you'll take it.
But I mean,
Old Louisville is like a little hidden gem.
It really is.
It's so great.
Old Louisville is
good stuff. He does a really good job with all his stuff.
He's definitely doing some cool stuff. He's got some really, really nice age stuff. So therefore, you know, he's got the complexity in his barrels that I really, really enjoy. That 7 to 12 year old range. And then forget the Indiana Light whiskeys, those 17, 15, 16, 17-year-old Indiana Light whiskeys, fire.
So I'm really getting that citrus note now, like on the nose.
On the nose or palate.
Is anybody getting like a honeysuckle on this?
I could. You might get a little floral on there.
Not much, just a tad bit.
I'm not even saying that I would put it on honeysuckle, but I get where you're coming from. There's definitely some floral note to it.
It's like a floral fieldy note. To me,
maybe it's the orange blossom or something.
It's undercut.
Look
with
at you going to Florida, driving through with the windows down in the middle.
Yes,
of
I do.
How do you think he gets to Disney?
Yeah,
I know. That's how I get there, dude. I'm too cheap to fly.
Hot boy summer.
Too cheap to fly. God.
Yeah, I'm too cheap to fly.
I'm not a pansy.
Just the mouth feel on this thing. It's got great chew. It's got that nice little citrus pop. It's got a massive caramel right in the middle palate.
You get a little bit on the tonsils, but it's...
Yep.
And the flavor just lingers forever.
Yep.
But, which is wonderful.
But on the tonsils is when you get that floral note.
Yeah.
What is that on the tip of the tongue?
Just sweet goodness.
Like, it is like... I don't even know what it is. It's extremely bright. I'll tell you that much. It's a bright sweetness.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Yeah. Like, that's the best way to try it. When I took my first sip, that's the big thing that stood out to me is it's so bright and light and delicious.
The longer it's in your mouth, though, the more that citrus does pop.
Dude, I know.
It's almost like a flame torched citrus
where
it kind of has that caramelization to it as well.
Yeah. If I could... Paint a picture, right? Yes. Like a paint a picture.
Take us on a Bob Ross journey.
It's like taking one of those orange little fruit candies.
Okay.
And putting it to the middle of a s'more and replacing the chocolate with the orange.
Okay.
It's got that like nice little like sweet subtleness that the graham cracker gives off. It gives that really, really nice punch of like that marshmallowy
creamy
sweetness
with
that citrus just baked in.
Side note, that might be something to try just as a project.
I'm not opposed.
I've been trying to figure that. It's that sweet cream that's exactly what it is that I've been hitting like at the back of the palate that I've been getting.
They have those like twirl candies that's like a berry or an orange with a creamy center on it. Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't like Lifesavers at one point come out with orange creamsicle type things, dude? Like that's
Dreamsavers.
Like that's funny. I was thinking Dreamsicle.
Creamsavers.
Creamsavers. My bad.
Yeah.
They're around for a while. Then they just went away.
Yeah. I don't recall seeing them anymore, but that's what I'm kind of like. I get that on that whole mid palate going into the finish.
Well, I don't think it, I'm not saying it tastes like this, but they do make the lozenges that are kind of like that. They're like a strawberry cream flavor.
Well, this is not strawberry.
I know.
So.
Yeah, this would definitely be an orange.
You're just squirrel adjacent, going squirreling
yeah,
on me.
Just yeah, just going full squirrel.
It is chewy. I like that description.
Oh, dude,
it just hangs there.
There's
a while.
Even the more I drink, like that's like the third or fourth pull I've taken. Mm-hmm. There's even just like this very, very like tiny hint of tobacco in the mid palate.
I was about to say that, like a sweet cigar or something.
Yeah, so I don't know.
What's the proof on this?
This one was 101, so that's the crazy thing, too.
Like, this is barrel strength.
It's barrel strength at 101, which is what's insane, right? Like, so this must have been, like, first floor, down by the river, MGP. Like,
yeah, this...
Like, and the barrel is funky as hell. Like, when you look at it, I mean, it's funky looking. And when I saw it, I was like, dude, I want to try that barrel. And it means, like, go ahead, try it. And I was like, okay. So, I literally stick the thief in. I'm pulling it out. You know, I'm sipping right out of the Glencow. I was like, oh, my God, what is up with this? And he's like, funny story about that barrel. And he starts telling me about the Colombian oak. And I think I've talked about in other episodes back in, like, 2014, 2015. We had a shortage of, you know, American oak because China had bought it all. But long story short, that's where this thing came from. So.
Say, you don't really hear a lot about Colombian oak just on the normal circuit.
No. So, yeah, it's definitely unique pour.
We didn't know freaking Brazilian Amburana barrels existed until
a couple
years ago. Starlight put them on the map.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
All I can say is this is a very crushable bottle.
Oh, 100%.
It's crushable. It's also got like a little heat, like in the very, like at the very beginning of your esophagus.
Finish,
You could have this either in winter or summer. Either way, it wouldn't matter.
Yeah.
It's so complex for 101.
Yeah.
You'd think it would be higher than that. Right. But
it still has that hearty finish to it. So it seems to drink a little bit more of a higher proof.
So the darkness is coming through on the nose as it's opening up and whatnot.
Yeah.
Like, I'm getting more of, you know, just a general, just kind of like more depth.
Like I said, this bottle, dude, when I found it, I was just like, and like I said, if it's still there in a month or two, I'm highly considering going back and buying a handful of bottles or half a bottle or barrel or
Peanut Gallery is agreeing with you.
All right, next one is an 11-year-old 36% rye MGP, just like this one, only except for obviously it's 11 years old. This was not Colombian oak. This is just your standard one. Amin got a big batch of like 10-month old. So these had just turned 11 years old. So.
He aged them for a little bit.
Call me crazy, but on this next one,
it's crazy.
A cocoa, fuck wrong. A cocoa powder or a baker's chocolate.
I can
see that.
I can see that.
But it's more aromatic. It's or perfumic than that.
I miss having Johnny Tsunami on here. He's always picking these absurd, crazy things, and then I always tell him he's full of shit, and then like 10 minutes later, I agree with him.
Yeah.
This one I agree with right away, but...
I get the perfuminess.
Yeah, it's definitely got some floral notes to it.
It's got a little bit of vanilla to it. On the nose to me.
Oh, on the nose? Let me double...
I haven't tried it yet.
Let me double tap.
Discount double... Oh, that's discount double check. Yeah. Dang
but,
it.
But it's definitely got the chocolate.
Yeah. I'm not getting vanilla, though.
Maybe my nose
and I'm
is a little
not, I'm not
up.
Saying you're wrong.
You're,
I'm
you're
just
sitting in the
it.
Barber chair. You know what you're supposed to say, right?
To each is their own?
Yes. For those who don't know, Barbara sits in the exact same chair every time she's on a podcast.
100%.
Unless Nick is sitting in said chair.
No. She still sits in said chair. No. She just makes Nick sit next to her in the chair, in another chair.
This does have a great nose to it.
It really does. Got some rich tobacco.
What's the proof on this one?
So that's the one thing I don't have written down on this one. So
okay.
I'm assuming it's probably in that 110 to 114 range just because that's kind of where MGP sits.
I sure don't smell 110, 114.
It does not.
It smells like 72.
I took a pull at it. It goes down a little spicy.
Not that much, though.
But not terrible.
It's more just right on the tonsils, but the rest of it, to me, drinks like an 80 proof.
80 proof, really?
To me, yes. Huh. It just got that rye's just got a little bit to it.
You know what this reminds me of a little bit? That Yellowstone pick we did.
Yeah, very much so.
Fair.
Yep.
There's like
it's vanilla, got some more richness to it.
Floral on the mid palate.
Yep.
Is there a little citrus up front?
I don't know that I'm getting citrus. I'm getting more of a like a light fruit. like a almost like a pear, or maybe like a.
I can agree with that.
It's not an apple though. It's not crisp. It's like it's like a really soft pear.
It's like a pear orchard. You walk through a pear orchard.
It's bright though.
Yeah, I mean, but all those fruits are kind of bright in that capacity, right? Like a Bosch pear or like a Bartlett. All those are kind of that bright, crisp type of fruit, right? It's just it's not tart or has
that's true.
Those undertones that an apple would give off. So that's the reason I always go to pear whenever I get something that's similar to an apple, but it's not quite as pop.
It's apple adjacent.
Apple adjacent.
We've been using the word adjacent a lot recently.
Have we?
Yes, we have.
It seems like we have. At least you have.
Though I'm not getting the chocolate on the taste.
That's what I was about to say. There's no. It's on the palate. Not on the palate. It's on the nose, but it's not on the palate.
Yeah.
My favorite is Nick's been using amalgamation or.
Amalgamation.
Yes, I still can't say this shit right, man. I don't know. That's like a $10 word. Amalgamation. Amalgamation.
Did you go to Silver Creek?
I went to Scottsburg and Parkview and then Jeff.
Fuck you.
I'm a complete mess. I'm so messed up. Went to Scottsburg Elementary.
Some of us went to Salisburg and Silver Creek.
It's definitely got some nice things to it, man. I really enjoy these MGPs, man. Especially the 36% rise.
It's not super sweet either, and I kind of like that.
No.
It's not really, it doesn't have that real rye pop either at the same point.
It does, but it's not that. It's not spice rye. It's just like warm, like huggy type rye. Yeah, it's like a little bit of baking spice, but not like it's not floral. It's not mint. It's not any of the.
It doesn't hit you.
This is a winter. This is a winter bourbon.
It is definitely a winter bourbon. Fall bourbon, just, winter.
It's like a sweater coat right around your tongue.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then not only that, it's just right when it hits right to the. Just right above the collarbone, and man, it just sits there, and just like you can just feel it breathe in and out.
I rather enjoy this.
Damn, if I had to pick, I don't know which one of these two I like more.
I have an idea which one I like more.
But granted, they're kind of both very different.
Well, they're exactly the same mash bill, I'm assuming.
Palette wise, or just
oh yeah,
notes wise and everything.
Well, you got the mix of the Colombian oak throwing that in. Versus a white American oak, which we're very used to,
right?
That flavor profile.
Yep.
First bottle was 8 years. Do we know anything about the age of the two?
This one's 11.
The second was 11 years.
It's 11 years.
Yeah, so it's a little bit older. The funny thing is you typically start to get cherry. Like once MGP usually hits around 10 years old is when like it like becomes cherry bombs typically. Mm-hmm. Cherry bombs, cherry cola, like all those type of things. So it's kind of weird that this one doesn't come off that way.
No.
You could maybe say in that situation, though, if you were looking for a cherry flavor, like those Bing cherries, kind of the more like subtle, like bright flavored cherries, it's definitely not your robust, like thick, dark cherries.
So this next one we're going to has quite a bit more malt coming through on the nose.
Well, it's 49% malt. Yeah. So
I hope it does.
Yeah, it's definitely it's a malt bomb, dude. But it's so lots of
corn.
It's got so much complexity in this, man, for it being a 51% rye, 49% malted barley.
I get a lot of corn.
Get a lot of corn.
Yep.
I guess you do.
Lots of corn.
So if it was the flipped, if it was 49% rye, 51% malt, it would then have to be a malted whiskey.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever your primary grain is, as long as it's over 51%, that's what it's called.
Yeah. Gotcha. Gotcha.
That is the most unique nose I think I've ever like smelled.
This reminds me of the bottle that I have at home.
Yeah. It's probably very similar. Yeah. I mean, because I know you had a 51-49. Mm-hmm. You know, I think Amin told me this one was chocolate malt though. Like it was a different type of malt. So
you definitely get a lot of the note.
Chocolate like I was on the second one, but I wonder if it's going to be on the palate.
Is that just like general breadiness that I'm
smelling?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. It's definitely like dough.
It
almost has a sourdough almost.
Dude, we've eaten so much sourdough at the house. Like I'm not kidding. As soon as I tried this, I was like, this tastes like to me bagels, like sourdough bagels.
Okay. Yeah.
Like
I could see that.
And like even more like if you kind of like hit the wheel of like different spices that you put on bagels or different things, like it almost reminds me a little bit of like an everything bagel without the saltiness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I could see the everything. So I was just thinking it's almost like it's doughy, but it's almost like still yeasty as well. On the nose. Like
there's a subtle sweetness to it, but it's not overpowering.
There is. I agree with that. I 100% agree with that.
But that rye is, I mean, it's just solid. It comes through. It's so sweet. It's got some fruit notes to it. It's got some delicate spice. I mean, it's just...
You get the feel green going on.
That's nice.
Yep. And I was like, even on this one, like it has a little bit of mint to it, but it's that mint that I really, really enjoy. Yeah. It's that sweet, subtle mint.
Yeah.
Yeah. More like an Andes mint. So
y'all keep saying that. And I just disagree with that.
What? You don't like Andes mints?
No, I do not.
Really?
I'm the only one in my family that doesn't like them.
Like when you, so like when we go to Olive Garden, I get your Andes mints. Is that what you're telling me?
Pretty much.
Good deal. Hot damn. I like this.
My grandma used to buy me boxes of them. I just handed them to my brother and say, "Here,
we're going to Olive Garden with Carl."
If you ever get a hotel room with them, then you get the mint on the pillow.
Ooh, do they give Andes mint on pillows?
They used someplace. To. Yeah, some places.
Hmm, well, dang,
fancier the hotel.
There you go.
But
all right,
the flavor on this just reminds me. It's a very to me. This would be like a spring type bourbon. Just it's very. It's got the earthiness.
It's very like. When you think of a prairie in your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good wildflower field type deal going on to me.
God, dude. I think the nose actually opens up more the longer.
That finish goes for ages.
On the 5149 on the malt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does. Just, I mean, it's just like.
It just hangs.
Does it stick to the top of your mouth like it does?
Everywhere. It's just the whole back of your
the
palate.
The whole thing is just
back,
like.
Back palate.
Yeah. It's all. It basically from your. Punching bag, like just before that, all the way down to your collarbone. It just like hugs and
I still taste
and
it on
sticks.
The palate and everything. Like it's crazy.
Yeah,
this is just crazy.
And I'll tell you what. Now that this one's opened up a little bit more, dude, I'm not putting water in these. There's no damn way.
No.
That'll
be
I've
a waste of good rye.
I've got a tad. I'm going to take another pull. Then
I want to go back to the first bottle, though.
I was going to say, go back to one now and just get a really, really good, heavy, like, sniff on that thing, dude.
Oh, okay. I'm getting custard on the nose of one. Like
I'm getting maple.
Like a sweet cream custardy.
But we've been saying cream, though. Orange cream, dreamsicle.
But,
like,
but more prevalent
yeah,
now.
No.
This reminds me of a pancake. Like that, the really syrupy...
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I don't get any maple at all. But that being said, I understand what you're saying. Like that syrupy sweet smell. Yeah.
Yeah.
Almost like Karo, like the old school like dark Karo syrup.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We used to mix that stuff with peanut butter and put it on crackers. Oh my God.
No.
That sounds amazing.
It is amazing. That's when we had a little bit of extra money. Usually it was just pancake syrup, just like generic old, you know, Aunt Jemima or whatever, and we'd mix it with peanut butter and put it on Ritz crackers. Oh, my God. This is the greatest thing since sliced bread. Old school poor people.
Club
food.
Crackers, I think, are the way to go. That's my favorite.
Saltines.
Now we know the rich kid in the house, dude.
Club kids.
Like,
wait.
Oh,
it was saltines
club crackers
at best.
Hey, fuck you. I didn't have the sweetened cereal like everybody else, okay? I had to have something.
Club crackers are bougie as fuck.
You are not
dude.
Lying, dude.
Yeah.
Club crackers are bougie as fuck.
Catholic
so
schoolboy.
So freaking buttery. Holy crap, man.
Hey, give me my saltines and a glass of tea. I'm happy.
They want to replace the host with a club cracker. I'd be fine with that.
What do you, the nose dies.
I get a lot more of the field greens on it.
See, I think the nose completely dies
one,
on the third one with water.
Oh.
So then the palate is just like,
whoa,
peppery and like, it's all the same kind of stuff, but it's very peppery now.
Yeah.
It's weird.
The rye pop comes out heavy.
Which one is this one, Carl?
That's number three.
Number three with the spice, with the drop of water?
Mine has one drop of water.
Both of ours have one drop of
water.
That's
crazy, yeah.
It
really does.
The doughy note is completely gone.
Yeah. There's no dough to it.
The rye is really pronounced, though, on the nose.
That is everything on the nose.
And maybe that's why. I don't think I can smell like the subtleties of high rye
what
very
is it?
Well.
If you've been out in the field long enough, you would understand the...
What is it with water that does that to a rye? Because it's more noticeable on rye, I feel like.
Honestly, I don't know, and I keep forgetting to ask the master tasters, blenders, you know, stuff like that. But you're right, it is very heavy rye forward once we move that forward. Don't dislike it at all with a drop of water, but...
I don't hate it. No, I like it better before, though.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, the black pepper and a little bit more of the baking spice come through, so it does add another level of complexity that it didn't have before.
But you lose some of the subtle these.
Yeah, you lose some of the subtle like complexities, right? Yeah. Like, whereas this is now, it's like more of a punch in the mouth of like, oh, this is definitely like a little bit of cardamom. This is a little bit of this, you know, type thing. So,
the one thing, and I'm sorry if you all have said this, but that last one, the nose on it, one of the best descriptions I can give you is it's dense. Like, you smell it, and it just smells dense.
Very Jared, very dumb, right? Dense?
Yes. Very much.
Dirt.
It's just, like, I mean, it just smells like you're smelling something that just weighs a ton, which makes no fucking sense, but it's, like, thick.
Thicky.
With
thick.
Two C's.
I was
no
gonna
K.
say, is it with two C's or a K? Looking like a lollipop, looking
so
for a lick.
My question is, are we going to rank these and give them a score?
Why not? Fuck it.
Let's just put them in order. 1, 2, 3. Which one you like the best? Which one you like second? Which one you like third?
I'd have to go with the last one we tried, the 5149, then the Colombian Oak, then the 11-year-old.
Oh. So you're number one on 5149. Number two is the Colombian Oak, and number three is the
11-year-old. No, Colombian Oak is number one.
I'm asking Carl, not you.
Oh. No, Colombian Oak was the first one.
No, he said number three was first.
Yeah, number three was first. Number one was
his
second.
Ranking.
Oh, okay, sorry. Yeah. I thought you meant the order of.
John, how much have you had?
Nothing. I'm just tired as fuck.
Did you take edibles before you got here?
No, I just haven't slept all night. I haven't slept, so that's why.
All right, so
if I had edibles, I would be on the floor, able to talk.
So Carl's 3-1-2. All right, Jared.
Yep. And that's a tough one.
I'm actually very opposite of Carl. I'm going the second one as my favorite.
Oh.
Okay.
And then I think I'm going to go the 5149.
2-3-1.
I could flip flop any of them. I could really flip flop 1 and 3 because they're both so delicious in completely different ways. I love that second one, though.
The second one just wasn't as complex to me.
The second one's good, and it's got so much flavor. It's got a lot of great things going on.
But going right after the Colombian is just like...
That's kind of where I'm at. Like, the Colombian to me, dude, there's just something about that cream saver, citrus-like stuff that's coming through on that thing.
It's special, man.
I love high-rise, though, so hey.
All right, what about you? Come on, Johnny.
So I'm going to be different from both of them as well. I'm going to go 1-3-2.
1-3-2. I think I'm agreeing with Johnny. I think I'm 1-3-2. And the main reason why, I bought this Colombian. Like, as soon as I tried it, it's just, to me, it's different than any other MGP I've had in a long time. And there's something about that citrus complexity, the creaminess, the chew, the fact that it's 101 proof. Like, I mean, it's straight out the barrel, right?
As complex as it is.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I mean, there's just so much flavor that comes through that bad boy, so... So for me, I think that's where I'm at. I think I'm in the same situation.
There's not a bad batch in any of them.
No, they're all fantastic for sure. So, well, that's our episode of Marlboro Talk. If you want to find us, you can find us on Facebook, the Instagram, or the X. Make sure you hit the subscribe button, whether you're listening to Spotify, iTunes, whatever your favorite medium is. This is the Den of Thieves signing off. This is Scott Charles.
Who?
Scott and Charles. No. Scott
is
Charles.
That your royal name?
Yeah, right.
Scott Charles. Seth and Jerry and Charles and Jim signing off.
Really? You call me my fucking dad's name?
Sorry. It was the only first J name I could call
Good enough for me. Peace.
See ya.
Deuces. Gosh.